love is the only truth, everything else is illusion.
With regard to taking away our right to privacy and our civil liberties, the boogeyman of terrorism, and this notion that as the so-called commander-in-chief, the president can do whatever he wants, including violating the law and ignoring the law. That's the situation, the state that we're in now, and the Libertarian Party, which is unique among American political entities and truly standing for maximized individual liberty and minimized government power, is there to try and carry the banner of freedom forward, and I want to be a part of that.
Well, let's talk about this terrorism thing for just a little bit here, because so when you say the boogeyman is the terrorist, there are real terrorists out there. There are real bad guys out there. Does President Barr take that seriously, one? And number two, what then is the president's constitutional role in dealing with that?
Absolutely. I take threats to our national security and our sovereignty very, very seriously. Being a libertarian is not at all consistent with the notion that the nation as a nation state has a right to protect itself, to maintain its sovereignty, and to have a national defense for that purpose. The emphasis, though, needs to be on defense, which it is not nowadays. There is no legitimate national defense need that would necessitate preemptively occupying another nation and going out there and using huge resources of the American public and lives and money to build another nation. But that is not to say that we should not have a national defense established. We need to protect our borders, we need to protect our country, our sovereignty, and our vital national security interests. And that includes if there are those who would commit acts of terrorism to harm us, our institutions, our embassies, for example, we absolutely have the right, and under a Bob Barr administration would exercise the right to defend ourselves.
Since September 11th, increased security measures have put a strain on many areas of the economy. But few have been harder hit than the suspicious package industry. Plummeting sales have forced many suspicious package retailers out of business, and those that remain are left wondering if they have a future in the post-9/11 world. Paul Townsend runs All Things Unattended on a bustling street in downtown Albany, New York. He says he used to do brisk trade to the steady flow of pedestrians, but no longer.
Used to be a guy would come in here and get a suspicious package for his kid, maybe an unidentifiable container for his wife, too. I just assumed it would go on forever.
Townsend's family has been in the suspicious package business for more than 50 years.
People are afraid to come in. They'll look in the window, but they won't buy anything. They're afraid they're going to get arrested.
And it's not just the mom-and-pop suspicious package stores that are in trouble. Last month, Mysterious Bags and Boxes Incorporated filed for bankruptcy and said in a written statement, "We thank all of you out there for your continued support of our finally made dubious parcels and inscrutable containers." Their corporate headquarters were closed down and imploded earlier this week.
It gave me real happiness to hand an oddly weighted, strangely shaped package to a child and look at the excitement on his face. It's the end of an era, and it's a shame, really.
The Pentagon has raised the national terror alert level to red as the last of the suspicious package stores hold going out of business clearance sale. An Onion News Network poll today finds that most Americans don't know what they would do in hypothetical situations.
No, we're being quiet. We had iPhones.
You were dancing in here.
People wanted to be. Whoa! Don't touch my property.
Go out. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know you're angry. You're angry. Wow.
Leave, okay.
Yeah, no.
Just leave, okay.
You don't have to be so angry about it. We're just here to celebrate Thomas Jefferson's birthday. And so you're saying the state is going to reject us. You're saying this.
I'm not going to ask you again.
Well, I'm walking out. If you notice, but what I'm saying is, it's Thomas Jefferson's birthday. We're here to celebrate that. And the state has thrown us out. There is something wrong with America when we get thrown out of the Thomas Jefferson Memorial when we're silent and peaceful and celebratory.
Not exactly what threw them the wall, huh, Jason?
Yeah, look, read these walls. I mean, you're the security guard for this memorial. Read these walls, okay? Thomas Jefferson's looking down and he'd be very dissatisfied. This is not the America he wanted. I mean, you're doing your job, and I understand that, but just think about that, all right? Could we dance down here? Would that be okay if we dance down here instead? What's that? But could we dance down there? All right. Is there a call then? Hi, sir. Okay. I think Alex has them. Where's Alex?
Hey, Alex, you're in the back.
Holy fucking shit. Come on. What is this?
What are you arresting her for? What did she do?
She was dancing to celebrate Thomas Jefferson's... This is ridiculous. Look what you guys have turned into. Think about what you're doing here. This is the Jefferson Memorial. Read these walls that you guys guard. Read these walls that you guard. This wasn't meant to be like this. Do we see this? Do we have witnesses? Does anybody have this on video? Does anybody have video of this?
She was standing next to the
I have no idea. Does anybody have Brooke's purse?
Whoever arrested her, they should probably pull that off because she didn't.
Merch, give me the camera.
Can you ask around and see if anybody has Brooke's purse?
I don't think she had a purse on her. She's in my pocket.
Actually, yeah, anyway, if you have Brooke's purse, don't give it up. Brooke should tell us to give up her purse. Anyway, my bad. Do you know how long they're going to hold her for?
Sure.
Okay. And do you know the official reason why she was held? So, yeah, no idea why the state took her away.
She wasn't calling anybody's equal rights, was she?
Well, there's a sign, right? The sign says 4 or 5 things you shouldn't be doing.
She wasn't smoking, eating, drinking.
She might have been riding a bike, but she was in the invisible. Unless she was doing the running man, I'm pretty sure that she's...
She said they were gonna have she was gonna have some hip hop on her playlist. Do you think they were just against hip hop?
The problem with hip hop is cabbage. Not the running man. So I would assume that's what she wants. I thought Footloose was only a movie.
Oh shit. No. Footloose 2008. Get Kevin Bacon's agent on the phone stat.
Actually, I know Stephen Wright or Stephen Weber.
Or Reverend Wright. He can pop up.
No, I don't. He's not very friendly on the phone.
Isn't it just like Brooke to steal the spotlight away from Thomas Jefferson? I mean, this is okay. Brooke knows what she's doing, and it's going to make them look ridiculous because they arrested her because she was dancing.
Ridiculous.
Actually, I think the 12th Amendment was about
this. I mean, this wasn't supposed to be about this. Not at all. We're going to dance for a little bit and then hang out elsewhere.
I mean, it sucks.
Thou shalt not have balance issues whilst
at the Jefferson Memorial. Have you not read the subtext of the Constitution?
Why still get usurped by the state, and then you guys take her away for what reason? And you can't even tell us, and then you say to fuck the record? Excuse me, sir.
I moonwalk.
That disrespect.
Why am I not in jail?
I see Thomas Jefferson frown. You said that to us. So you have the right to do that, and we don't?
What's that?
Yeah. You have the right to do that, and we don't? Because you wear a badge?
Yeah. One more time.
Because you were a badge, you have a right to swear to us. We can't repeat what you said.
Listen up. I need her identification for processing. By you holding it, you're going to prevent me from being able to process her quickly.
Listen,
y'all can say what you want. There was a purse out there before we brought her in here.
It was right over there.
Listen. I need it for a booking. Y'all somebody don't want it. It'll be a longer than that. Also, she needs the money.
Somebody call her out.
She also has the money.
This is going to blow up.
All right. So y'all holding it up.
What is she being charged with?
What is she being arrested for?
Excuse me. First off, stop.
At police headquarters and Jefferson headquarters? Come on.
I don't want to give it. That's not a problem.
We don't have it to give.
Her taxes weren't paid over the last few years to pay for this building.
See, this is cooperation.
Yeah, cooperation in a state who just took our friend from the Jefferson Memorial. Yeah. Give me a break.
Might have learned from that.
The same state that interred Japanese Americans.
Listen, it's not his fault.
He didn't make
it. But he accepted
give me a break. Don't give me the doing my job.
From no, the I'm just saying.
I said I was just doing my
right.
job.
Well, give guys, me a break.
You don't have to yell at this guy.
They have Brooke downstairs.
I agree with you on principle, but it's not this guy. It's not this guy's
right.
fault.
I've got all the Korean people. We're not yelling at Brooke. We want answers because they took Brooke.
No, but he obviously doesn't know.
All right. Then stand over there. It's fine.
Voluntarily takes a job with the same agency that does this to her, and he takes a paycheck.
Okay, calm down. Just don't give that guy a
gotta have
time.
A sandwich at lunch.
I just don't understand why you have to give him.
Deep down, he knows it's garbage.
I know he does. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Stacy, if you want to get a scoop, come to the Jefferson Memorial. We have somebody in custody. Thanks.
Hang on. I wasn't up there. Who was there?
Can we see Brooke and give this to her ourselves? I don't know about putting that in your possession.
When she calls you, man, that'd be different. Can you
are you allowing
can some, we need a chain of custody here. I do not feel comfortable with that. Does somebody want to go around and get everybody's name, especially the people that were close to Brooke, so we can know who the eyewitnesses are? And then if anybody took video of that, I got in late, unfortunately.
I just heard the scream.
What's that?
I just heard the scream. Standing right over there, and I heard a scream.
Yeah, I just started being hung back and seeing anything.
Okay.
I think you have before that I saw.
Yeah, it's just a little bit too late. Somebody was close.
Yeah, I saw her getting tough, but I didn't see anything.
Did you see anything?
No, they had time to call the police.
What's that?
I was in a cab behind us.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry,
can you start from the beginning? I'd love to do this on the record.
He said her violation was making noise. She was wearing headphones, and I know there were no, the vocal cords were not.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for April 13th. There has been a lot of talk in the news recently about the Federal Reserve and the actions it has taken over the past few months. Many media pundits have been bending over backwards to praise the Fed for supposedly restoring stability to the market. This interpretation of the Fed's actions couldn't be further from the truth. The current market crisis began because of Federal Reserve monetary policies during the early 2000s, in which the Fed lowered the interest rates to a below market rate. The artificially low rates led to overinvestment in housing and other malinvestments. When the first indications of market trouble began back in August of 2007, instead of holding back and allowing bad decision makers to suffer the consequences of their actions, the Federal Reserve took aggressive inflationary action to ensure that large Wall Street firms would not lose money. It began by lowering the discount rates, the rates of interest charged to banks who borrow directly from the Fed, and lengthening the terms of such loans. This eliminated much of the stigma from the discount window borrowing and enabled troubled banks to come to the Fed directly for funding, pay only a slightly higher interest rate, but also secure these loans for a period longer than just overnight. After the massive increase in discount lending proved to be ineffective, the Fed became more and more creative with its funding arrangements. It has since created the Term Auction Facility, the Primary Dealer Credit Facility, and the Term Securities Lending Facility. The upshot of all these new programs is that through auctions of securities or through deposits of collateral, the Fed is pushing hundreds of billions of dollars of funding into the financial system in a misguided attempt to shore up the stability of the system. The PDCF, in particular, is a departure from the established pattern of Fed intervention because it targets the primary dealers, the largest investment banks who purchase government securities directly from the New York Fed. These banks have never before been allowed to borrow from the Fed, but thanks to the Fed Board of Governors, these investment banks can now receive loans from the Fed in exchange for securities which will, in all likelihood, soon lose much of their value. The net effect of all this new funding has been to pump hundreds of billions of dollars into the financial system and bail out banks whose poor decision-making should have caused them to go out of business. Instead of being forced to learn their lesson, these poor-performing banks are being rewarded for their financial mismanagement, and the ultimate cost of this bailout will fall on the American taxpayers. Already, this new money flowing into the system is spurring talks of the next speculative bubble, possibly this time in commodities. Worst of all, the Treasury Department has recently proposed that the Federal Reserve, which was responsible for the housing bubble and subprime crisis in the first place, be rewarded for all its intervention by being turned into a super regulator. The Treasury foresees the Fed as the guarantor of market stability with oversight of any financial institution that could pose a threat to the financial system. Rewarding poor performing financial institutions is bad enough, but rewarding the institution that enabled the current economic crisis is unconscionable. Thanks for calling this update. Monday.
Please welcome Jack Blood.
Alternative News Media. Thank you for joining us for this live original edition of Deadline Live. It is the 14th day of April, 2008. I'm Jack Blood. Joining us here in about 15 minutes on the program is Warren Cucurullo. Warren has a long, long, long bio. We won't go into all of that. Suffice to say, is one of the greatest living guitar players among us, especially in the American side of things. He was picked up by Frank Zappa as a young man and played in the Frank Zappa Band and in the studio for many, many years. He went on to start a great band with other members of the Frank Zappa Band, that is Missing Persons, one of my all-time favorite bands, and of course went on into the later years of Duran Duran and wrote some of the best music, in fact, some of the only listenable music that band ever put out, in my opinion. Warren Cucurullo, thank you for joining us on the program today. Great to have you.
Great to be back, Jack. Thanks for the lovely intro.
That's the short version.
Well, I've been doing my homework, my friend. I'm proud to say that next month, in May, it's 1 year since I've woken up and 1 year since I've turned off my television.
How's that working out for you, Warren?
Huh?
How's that working out for you?
Nothing could be better. I mean, it's not called Think for Yourself Vision, is it? It's called television, and everything that's coming through it is a complete lie.
It's programming.
It's the most important arm of the government. So let's take a propaganda at what's been going on television for the last 8 years, particularly the last 8 years. I've been watching some unbelievable movies over the last few days, really unbelievable. One of them was called 9/11, the Filmmakers Commemorative Edition. Unbelievable movie. Then I saw another unbelievable movie. It's called United Flight 93. Unbelievable movie. And then I watched another movie that I have to call Undebunkable. Undebunkable movie. It's called 9/11 Amateur Part 1, 2, and 3. Undebunkable movie. And it's all about airplanes and illusions and computer graphics and false flag terror and psychological operations. We have been led down the garden psychopath by the ruling psychopaths, my friend. Bottom line, it's an absolute confusion. Scam. So, the no planes versus planes. Let's start at the Pentagon. No plane or plane, Jack Blood?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go to Shanksville. No plane or plane, Jack Blood?
Apparently no plane, but again, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, if there's a plane, I should know, right? So on those two bases, those two questions, I'm left groping here in the dark, basically, with some pretty lame evidence.
Yeah, let me say, the last 2 weeks, I have dedicated 10 hours a day, because I don't work, 10 hours a day to going through everything that Simon Schack, if you're not familiar with Simon Schack, he has a MySpace page called Social Service. He has put together the most amazing analysis, breakdown of every shot that was shown on television on CNN, and 100% proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that they were all fake. It is.
And by fake, you mean Warren hasn't gone to the dark side, folks. He is doing his due diligence. He is investigating every possible angle of what happened on 9/11 since he has admitted he woke up a year ago and has just been compiling through all of this research. But the questions, I guess, when we were talking about plane and TV fakery and were there planes and weren't there planes.
TV fakery, that's an oxymoron in itself.
Which, okay.
TV fakery.
Well, I don't know. These are some of the terms that are being used by that
TV
wing.
TV is fake. We know that.
Yeah.
You know, World Trade, the Solomon Brothers building has collapsed due to weakening from fires early in the day while it's standing right behind the guy who's reading the script. You know, we know the media is well into it up to their necks. We know the Pentagon has psychological operations people at CNN and all the other ones. You can imagine what Fox is. There probably is the Pentagon. You know, it's a joke, Jack, and this agenda has been going on.
Well, you know, I've always wondered about, and I try to bring people on, Warren, to discuss this, and I try to keep an open mind, but I've always wondered about, you know, how the planes could be not there in New York, and yet so many witnesses saw and heard the planes, and there are plane parts scattered around the debris.
So many witnesses saw the planes and heard the planes? That's not even true, and that's what you'll find out when you do the research. And when
I've actually interviewed witnesses myself who have said they saw and heard the planes.
My brother Jerry was in Jersey City, didn't go to work that day, should have been right around there. We thought he was dead for 4 hours. Jerry saw it. He saw a black thing for like 3 seconds. And the first thing he thought was, oh, it's a military plane. It's one of ours. They're going to help. And they went into the building. Something black, he said. Okay, so, look, this was a four-missile job, dude. That's it. It was four missiles, period. There is no debate. Watch those movies. Check it out. Listen to what every, quote-unquote, witness says.
And by missiles,
those phone witnesses are.
By missiles, do you mean planes disguised?
Fox producer, Fox reporter, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, endless. Think about how many people are necessary to do a black op covert psyop.
Well, let me ask you a few questions on this, Warren, and we've only got limited time in the program today, about 45 minutes, another half hour, actually, to be precise. So I want to talk about some other things as well, but let's spend some time on the next segment. And let me ask you a couple of questions, and since you've done this research, maybe you'll be the one, since no one else could really answer these questions, you'll be the one to finally answer these for me, and maybe I'll come over.
Well, remember, I haven't done the research. I'm doing the re-research. We have many other people.
I love you, Warren. You know that. We're talking about 9/11 and some of the more, esoteric theories involved in 9/11, which Warren has seemed to opened up and is investigating now. And the problem, Warren, I was telling you off air, I mean, I am a believer in Occam's razor, and this is why I don't fall for the government story about what happened on 9/11. The conspiracy is just too big. It's too complicated. It can't add up unless you are a coincidence theorist. It almost makes no sense whatsoever. So I've tried to simplify as much as I can here over the years what I believe did happen. I know what didn't happen, but what actually did happen on 9/11 is something of great debate. And you're talking about the theory of there not being any planes involved in the attacks of 9/11.
Without a duck and fowl.
And let me clarify, are you talking about missiles being disguised as planes, or you're talking about direct missile attack right in front of everybody on New York?
they had to use, well, the first strike that the Naughty brothers, these two French dirty as can be filmmakers, caught, if you look at that shot, it looks like it could have just been the pre-placed charges. But there is, but since they had to lay the fake aeroplane, you know, that goes right into the building, since they had to lay that fake aeroplane there, there must have been something. Otherwise, they wouldn't have tried to get the propaganda shot to do the propaganda movie. You know, they could have just went, oh, a plane crashed into the building, and then the other one, the graphic one, would have come in the second strike, and they would have had it. But they had to get that first strike. If you watch the Naudet brothers film, it really is a smoking gun in a lot of ways.
And so are you suggesting that, as some have, that there were holograms or some type of holographic image?
Holograms. It's like I would imagine they probably have something like that in the military. We don't know what kind of weaponry they have.
I actually did work on a project like that in the 90s at MIT. I'll tell you this. We did see planes crashing into buildings, at least on TV. So are you suggesting that was later edited in and put together like a Jerry Bruckheimer production?
I think it's more of a Roland Emmerich, because I was looking up his bio today, and it says he shot his first commercial in September 2001. I'm thinking, is it maybe the War on Terror commercial?
Well, we know that Bruckheimer
would have been called in to be consultants on something like this.
We know that Bruckheimer was brought in
the... over the last 10 years. Like Michael Bay or Roland Emmerich.
We know that Bruckheimer was brought in the Jessica Lynch, the big story that came out, and of course later that was revealed to be a complete lie, I guess Wag the Dog scenario, if anyone has seen that movie.
We are wagging the dog, and the tale has been wagging the dog for many years, at least 100. So this agenda goes back centuries. If anybody who's thinking planes, no planes, controlled demolition, this or that, or even Anya, Osama and 19 young Arabs, I suggest they do some history studying. And for me, the best place to do that is a place called cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's a guy named Alan Watt. He's a Scottish researcher. And he just kind of lays it out. He's not talking about current events, so to speak, though he does bring up newspaper articles in his talks, current newspaper. It's mainly about how we've gotten here. Who is controlling this stuff? And it's very, very, very simple in the way that he presents it, but it is a web, core conspiracy. This is a thing that's been going on forever. It's the way the world has been run. And now with the information revolution, knowledge is what will bring it down. We've never had the spread of free information. We have always been in the darkness, the little people. You know, anyone who doesn't believe that their government could do anything like that, and it's not their government, it's the guys who control the government, who tell the governments what to do. Read Operation Northwoods. Read The Next Million Years by Charles Galton Darwin, or check out Aldous Huxley's speech from 1962 at Berkeley, and see how they really think about us.
Yeah. Well, and of course, and we've quoted Henry Kissinger talking about us being useless eaters and military men as dumb animals and cannon fodder. I mean, there are plenty of quotes out there to tell us exactly, you know, what these elites think about us. So how does taking into, again, this is kind of how I like to play, Warren, taking into account that no planes allegedly hit the World Trade Center Tower or any of the targets on 9/11, how does that change things in representing 9/11 truth to the masses, many of which can't even grasp the simplest theory regarding 9/11? That is, it would have been possible for the air defenses to completely stand down, even when Dick Cheney, according to Norm Mineta, was giving orders not to shoot the planes down and to let them come in. Along with some of the basic
entering the Pentagon. The only thing that could enter a Pentagon without getting shot down automatically is something with a friendly signal. So it had to be a U.S.
Sure.
missile or
But
US
again,
missile.
How would this new information that you've come upon change how we would sell the 9/11 lie or 9/11 truth to neophytes?
I'll tell you. I did an experiment over the weekend with a guy I haven't seen for 6 years. He's in town from London, doesn't know anything about me waking up or anything. He thought 9/11 was just what was told him. Within 10 minutes of him putting his suitcases down and sitting on the couch next to the computer with me, I showed him 9/11 Amateur, Part 2. And then I showed him the second 20 minutes of a Morgan Reynolds presentation called What Plane? At the end of that 15 minutes, he was convinced that everything that was told to him on 9/11 was a lie, and he wanted to continue looking at other stuff. So I showed him, I gave him some history by showing him the first like half an hour of Endgame, which gets into, you know, some of the, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the whole thing, the British Crown, the involvement, and you know, he couldn't stop. He was here for a day and a half, and all he wanted to do was continue. And this is a person who had no clue. And 9/11 Amateur Part 2, I'm telling you, it's about 7 minutes long, and you will have a clear picture of what happened. And then you'll know. Because the Pentagon, I know there's no plane there. Shanksville, we all know there's no plane there. And the World Trade, there were no planes used. Now, to not use planes, it makes the job so much easier, because then you don't have to have these guys that are going to get through customs, security with their box cutter. Or how do you check into a plane, like Flight 11, for example, that's not even on the schedule? How do you check into a plane and not wind up on the passenger list?
Yeah.
You know, this is a psyop.
Or on any security cameras. I mean, I think there's some validity here that maybe there weren't Arabs or hijackers even on those planes. And I think that the working theory has been potentially a remote control. I have interviewed some pretty high-level people to suggest that remote control was viable and certainly would have worked to guide those planes into direct targets. The problem, again, I have with this is, you know, what happened to the people on the planes was what people ask me when I you know, would try to put forth a theory such as this. Just seems to make the whole operation much more complicated, Warren, and that's the problem I have with it.
It's not. It makes it simpler. Remember, these are all actors anyway. You know, this is a psyop. How many people are necessary? You know, if you read Operation Northwoods, that's when they were going to use remote control. You know, this was 2001. They were way beyond remote control.
So where did the people go?
Anymore.
Where did the people go?
Television. That's the truth, Jack. Mm-hmm.
And where did the people go that were allegedly on these planes?
That is the job for someone else, like Alex Jones or Simon Shack or whoever makes documentaries, to go in and do an investigation on what actually happened. I would look into each family if they really exist. You have to find out which ones were made up and which ones are real. But you find out, and you find out which ones had military connections or CIA connections. How many CIA operatives do you think are in the United States today? Unbeknownst to us.
Yeah, like we won't even know how to count that.
This and that. How many?
I want to debut, with your permission, a new song that you've worked on.
Problem, reaction, solution. 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 Problem, reaction, solution.
It is a soothing idea, a new world order.
In the face of the world, have been waging war on the people. You're an upper predator class.
Weapons of mass destruction.
That is a masterpiece. It might sound like Frank Zappa. It is, of course, performed, written, and recorded by Warren Cucurillo, former member of the Frank Zappa Band. The song is We Are All Targets. You're listening to Deadline Live. I'm Jack Blood. Our guest today is Warren Cucurillo. Shaming Jaco Pastorius. You actually just blew him out of the water on that song.
If you noticed, the first part of the song, the first 2 minutes that features Alex Jones, is in 9. The second half of the song, where the solos are, is in 11.
I'm lost.
And it was accidental.
I understand.
It was accidental. I told the drummer, I said, I got this new section. It's in 10, and I played it for him. He goes, that's in 11. I went, perfect! It's Dweezil Zappa's band. I used Joe Travers and Sheila Gonzalez and Billy, the Vibes player, and...
The day of remembrance, remember all the terrible things the government does with our money. They have to come around someday to agree with us that the money we earn, our money, and we ought to get it. But unfortunately, a few years ago, behind the government, did not believe we could take care of ourselves, that we had to leave the world, everybody how to live, at the same time, they had to tell us what to do with our money. That concept is wrong, it's un-American, and we have to change it. So, the most important thing is, you know, taxes are a great burden to all of us. And, yes, if you go inside the Capitol building, we don't hear much from the people who want less tax. Matter of fact, you're a minority. That's a shame. Because the majority of the American people still like tax. They might complain about taxes on themselves, but they always seem to think that the government needs more revenue, more taxes, because they want more stuff from the government. And that is where the immorality comes from, the unconstitutionality comes from. But, you know, taxes and the evil of taxation is secondary to the number one evil. The number one evil is the fact that the government takes over and takes charge and spends the money. It's the spending that is the problem. The tax system is the symptom of the real problem. So it's the fact that we left this tradition that the founders gave us, that the government was there to protect our liberty. That's what we have lost. And this is what we have to restore. If we had a constitutional government, limited government, accepted the principles of the free market and sound money, and accepted, obviously, one of the most important things in a free society is to mind our own business and stay at home and not be angry. The $1 trillion that we spend now to run our empire, just think, most of that money could and should be spent back here at home. Maybe some of our good jobs would come back home if we spent our money here at home rather than overseas. So the job's big, but something is stirring in the country. There is no doubt, more so than I ever dreamed 1 year ago. There's a lot of people who are very enthusiastic, and they're not going to let the nomination in September make a determination, realizing that it's going to take more time than 1 month or 2 months or 1 year. But the most important thing is to reverse the course. And I believe that is what is going to be known for this past year, is that the course on the number of people in America want this to change. We want to move in the direction of less government, not more government. That's all we're getting so far is more government. Now, the one great advantage that we have today is that the majority of the American people, although they want more stuff from government and they don't want to stop taxes on everybody else, the system doesn't work. They're running out of time, they're running out of room, because they overtaxed already, they overborrow already, and they overinflate. They can't keep doing this. So great countries and great empires come to an end for financial reasons. And this is the story today. This is the economic story. Think of the other three candidates running around and talking about how they're going to improve the management of the economy. What we don't need is more management from the government. We want the government to get out of the way.
Yeah.
It's obvious that You know, what I tell you, since it will come to an end, and the empire will come to an end, the only question in my mind is how it will come to an end. Are we going to wait for a calamity, a financial crisis, and a political crisis? Or are we going to all of a sudden come to our senses and common sense and do the things that are reasonable and logical? You know, like the old-fashioned idea, why don't we just obey and follow the Constitution, which solves a lot of our problems. But in spite of the serious problems we face, it is really an opportunity to present the views of what America was all about. And America has to do with freedom and liberty. It has to do with the restraint, not on the people, but to restrain the government. That is the job of the politicians, but he totally ignores it. But the wonderful thing about the free society is it brings people together. It doesn't divide us. It is the system. It is the system of government that we have today that divides us, because everybody's clawing and hemming and hawing and fighting over a shrinking pie. So this, to me, is an opportunity for us to reverse the course. I believe we are here. Instead of this being an end of a campaign, I believe this is the beginning of the campaign for the restoration of the nation of America. Thank you very much.
Understanding and cooperation, Congress of Paul does have to prompt to go back to his office. So if we can please be more or less unimpeded in this direction, maybe create an opening in the crowd here. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Fetzer, theories. But if 19 Islamic fundamentalists hijacked 4 planes, outfoxed the most sophisticated air defense system in the world, and perpetrated these atrocities under the control of a guy in a cave in Afghanistan, then 9/11 involved a conspiracy. If we can't talk about conspiracies, we can't talk about 9/11. Why would this administration want to suppress public discussion of 9/11 to conceal the truth about the war, for example? Think of the big lies we've been told about Saddam, Al-Qaeda, and Osama. Even George Bush himself, when pressed by a reporter, had to admit, when asked what was the connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11, with a single word, nothing. 3 investigations have now determined that Saddam was not in cahoots with Al-Qaeda, but was actually seeking to track down its leaders and incarcerate and even kill them. Moreover, honest generals have told us that Al-Qaeda is not responsible for more than 10% of the opposition to U.S. presence in Iraq. An admiral who may be facing imminent demotion was quoted Friday in the New York Times as saying that not more than 40 or 50 foreign fighters are entering the country each month. How much of a threat can that represent? In fact, it's our presence in Iraq that is the greatest recruiting tool Al-Qaeda ever had. Political hacks tell us differently. Compare what Admiral William Odom, who is retired, has said with the words of General David Petraeus, who is not. Plus, as Dave Von Kleist just observed, although the tail was pinned on Osama bin Laden, our own FBI has acknowledged that it has no hard evidence connecting Osama bin Laden with the events of 9/11. Some of you may be thinking, but didn't he confess in a video? The first and only authentic video we have is one in which Osama denied having had anything to do with 9/11. He stated that the killing of innocent women and children is contrary to the principles of Islam. He also said that while he opposed the United States, it was because it had stationed its military forces in Saudi Arabia, the home of Mecca and Medina, the two most holy sites in Islam, and for taking such a one-sided stance in relation to the Israeli-Palestinian issue. The so-called confession tape has been shown to be a fraud. It's the wrong guy with the wrong voice. It's a creation of an intelligence agency. Now, when we look at the smaller lies about 9/11, You don't have to read David Ray Griffin's books to understand what's going on, but it helps. Regarding the Twin Towers, the fires burned neither long enough nor hot enough to cause the steel to weaken, much less melt. In fact, jet fuel is principally kerosene. If it could melt steel, your Coleman lantern, your camp stove, would melt when you turned them on. Those buildings were destroyed by a process of disintegration. They were pulverized. Every floor was waiting stationary for its turn to be turned into, converted into very fine dust. And when it was over, there was nothing left. The two towers were actually destroyed below ground level. There were no pancakes. Building 7 came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. It was a 47-story building that would have been the largest structure in 33 states. It came down in a classic controlled demolition in about 6.5 seconds, and when it was over, there was a stack about 7 stories high of pancakes, a very different mechanism of demolition. Would you believe? And it, of course, was not hit by any planes and was subjected to no jet fuel fires. Would you believe that at 4:57, the BBC broadcast that Building 7 had collapsed 23 minutes early? If you've ever wondered if there were any collusion between the intelligence agencies, the government, and the mass media, there could not be a better illustration. The Pentagon is a fascinating case. Pilots for 9/11 Truth have obtained the black box data from the National Transportation Safety Board, allegedly from that plane. They have analyzed the data, and it shows a completely different trajectory and altitude and approach to the Pentagon. The plane was 300 feet above those lampposts and could not have taken them out. 1 second from the building, it was 100 feet too high to hit it, which means if this data corresponds to the plane, then the plane swooped over the building but never impacted with it. Moreover, and this you'll find rather stunning, two green, lime green civilian fire trucks were there almost immediately and extinguished the fires at the Pentagon within 15 or 20 minutes. And yet later in the afternoon, billowing black smoke was coming up from the Pentagon. If you study carefully the visual evidence, you discover that smoke was billowing out of massive dumpsters in front of the building. It wasn't even coming from within the building itself. This was a prop, my friend, special effects. We're being played for suckers. And in Shanksville, apologists for the government explained the virtually complete absence of debris is because the plane just happened to crash into an abandoned mine shaft. Think of it. We know what to do with miners trapped in mine shafts. You bring out the heavy equipment, you work night and day in the hope that by some miracle someone will have survived. That was not done here. An Air Force crash expert, Colonel George Nelson, now retired, told me it looked to him as though someone had taken a bulldozer out there, dug a ditch, filled it with trash, and blown it up. Now, we are not alone here in seeking the truth about 9/11. Among our latest converts are Jesse Ventura and Ralph Nader. If you want to see evidence of hundreds upon hundreds of experts from military intelligence, former government officials, physicists, pilots, professors, and survivors, family, members of the families of those who died on 9/11, visit online Patriots Question 9/11, Patriots Question 9/11. And the reason, of course, those families are supporting this research is because the highest form of respect you can pay to those who died on 9/11 is to discover how and why they died, which our government manifestly has not done. The Center for Public Integrity has observed that nearly 1,000 lies were told by our major officials, including George Bush, Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, in order to induce us to support a war, an attack on Iraq. Why would they lie? Maybe it's because real national security depends upon a sound economy, military strength, and moral standing. Consider what this administration has done to all three. The war alone is estimated to run us $1 to $3 trillion. This is a war, remember, that was supposed to pay for itself. Military strength, you all know about stop loss. If you haven't seen it, watch the movie. It will bring it home. Our military and our National Guard are being broken by this constant rotation. It is a disgrace. Moral standing? When the United States becomes the biggest aggressor nation in the world, it's...
Libertarians for justice. Because truth is not enough. Because the victims and their families are depending on us. Because the orphans of 9/11 are counting on us to seek justice for the murder of their parents. Because Vito Valente and hundreds of other first responders are sick and dying due to exposure to Ground Zero dust. And they are depending on us. Because the government's conspiracy theory leaves unanswered questions. Because the FBI still does not have enough evidence to convict Osama bin Laden for the attacks of September 11th, 2001. Because architects and engineers know the truth and seek justice. Because World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 are the only three steel structure buildings ever to have collapsed officially as a result of fire. Because hundreds of 9/11 truth groups have formed nationwide, they know the truth. They seek justice. Because experts agree with the need for a new investigation. Because all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. For a time comes when silence is betrayal. Because if Congress can look into steroids in professional baseball, they can look at what happened to our air defenses on 9/11. Because a Zogby poll found that 51% of Americans want Congress to probe Bush and Cheney regarding the 9/11 attacks. The majority of Americans want an investigation into the most significant historical event of our lives. Over two-thirds of the American people fault the 9/11 Commission for failing to investigate the unusual collapse of World Trade Center 7. Because William Rodriguez continues to request an investigation. Because the Loose Change team remains committed to pushing for a real 9/11 investigation. Because the world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. Because now is the time to demand a new investigation, even if it brings just one terrorist to justice. Because we want libertarians elected that will demand a full investigation and insist on prosecution of those responsible for the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. Because all of America is depending on us to restore lost freedoms. Freedom stolen by politicians playing on our fears at the worst time. On behalf of the people of the United States of America, the undersigned demand justice for the victims of the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. For the families who have fought bureaucratic stonewalling. For the rescue workers who are still dying of mysterious illnesses. For the researchers and experts who have dedicated their lives to researching the government's conspiracy theory. And for the American people whose freedoms were surrendered to the terrorists by our own government. We, the undersigned, demand a publicly conducted congressional inquiry with full subpoena power into the largest terrorist attack in American history. The committee shall meet, ask questions, and demand answers until we, the people, are sure beyond a reasonable doubt that the terrorists have been brought to justice. We must never forget. We must provide justice. We cannot let the terrorists win. We will have justice for all. Libertarians for justice, because truth is not enough.
News 4 at 6.
A question that's being asked by some in the district tonight: if you and your friends dance without music around the Jefferson Memorial at midnight, are you disturbing the peace and being disorderly, or are you celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday? The arrest of a woman for doing such a thing is causing quite a debate, and Tom Sherwood has our report on that.
Organizers say it was just a lark. Invite people online for a 10-minute midnight Saturday dance, no music, to honor Jefferson's birthday. 20 people did.
There's a lot of different ways that we could celebrate the ideas of Thomas Jefferson. We thought we would dance quietly for 10 minutes.
Irritated memorial guards, pointing to signs asking for quiet and respect for other visitors, told the dancers to leave and then arrested one woman when they say she became resistant.
2-3 minutes into it, the security officers told us that we had to leave, and then they called the police on us.
You were dancing in here.
People.
The woman arrested, Mary Oberwetter, was charged with a misdemeanor disturbing the peace. She told News 4 Wednesday she's seeking legal advice and declined comment. A spokesman for the D.C. Attorney General said the city had not yet received legal papers about the case and also declined comment. The Jefferson Memorial, a testament to America's freedoms, was once freely open to visitors, but is now shrouded in part by barriers. Visitors had mixed emotions to this case.
Freedom of speech, freedom of expression. So this, certainly those students or those 20-year-olds were doing that.
Well, I think they could be asked politely to quiet down.
At the Jefferson Memorial Wednesday afternoon, it was anything but quiet as school groups descended on the monument.
Jefferson Memorial can be a really noisy place, and I mean, with school groups, and it gets noisy, and I just hope they don't start arresting those kids.
Tom Sherwood, News 4, Washington.
Late developments, late information about the Virginia Tech shooting tonight. A reliable, longtime ATF source, that's Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Department, after talking to colleagues on the scene at Blacksburg, reporting the following to NBC News. The shooter was not a student, but had access to the dorm building. They are pretty sure they have identified him, but are waiting for confirmation. They even think, according to this ATF source, they might know where he lives, and once they confirm, they'll be asking for a search warrant. The source confirms the guns used, we knew that there were two of them recovered, were a 22 and a 9mm handgun. Serial numbers on both guns used by the shooter had been obliterated, often done by illegal gun dealers, it's noted here. Some gun owners hoping the gun will be untraceable. The guns and casings are apparently being driven, this is more of a technical point than an investigatory one, from the campus at Virginia Tech to the ATF lab in Maryland. It was too windy to get a flight out of the campus. But once those casings and guns get to the lab in Maryland, the ATF experts will likely, according to the source inside that bureau, likely be able to lift fingerprints from both and then confirm each of the casings actually came from the two guns recovered. It could firmly rule out another shooter or gun. And combine this with the report from the Chicago Sun-Times website, quoting unidentified authorities as saying that they are investigating whether that gunman who killed 32 people and himself evidently at Virginia Tech today was a 24-year-old Chinese national who had arrived in this country last August through San Francisco on a student visa and may have made 3 bomb threats to the university, to Virginia Tech, last week to check out the school's security response system. Those are the developments to this hour.
Coming up,
Conan.
Whose birthday's coming up? Hitler.
Hier kommt mein prominenter Gast Nummer 1, Oscar-Preisträger Giorgio Moroder.
Andere Männer will.
I
I was at one meeting one time, and they had him up to speak, and he goes, "You must all follow me, I am the leader! No plans! Effing Lisa Gulenbaden!" Hair sticking up in all directions, disheveled, mustard stains on the front of his shirt. Yeah, I'm here! And I always thought he was just mentally ill, until...
There were engines on the ground, and photos of that.
Those are fake photos! Mine's a fake video! You saw the CG!
That same guy comes down to Ground Zero a few weeks ago while we are...
Changed. 9/11 trick.
We are change. Carried out the bombing.
And he goes, "You must all follow."
Armed forces are fake photos. And he goes, "You must all follow."
I called
you. Witnesses. I've got a bad feeling. They try to tie you to that bombing and try to set you up. And he goes, "Already happened." This guy showed up, started punching them, screaming with a BBC news crew with him. The operative.
The fake photos.
Going. Saying that they had done the bombing. I mean, that is on a silver.
And he goes, "You must all follow me, I am the leader."
And Luke said, "Should I put the video out?" And I said, "Don't do it. Don't do it. You know what
I mean." CG! No play! CG! CG! No play! CG! No play!
Silver platter!
No play!
He goes, "You must all follow me, I am the leader!"
No play!
You must all follow me, I am the leader!
I therefore have to send him the best special protocol note about a Deutsche Internet. The final solution to the Trussling question, recruit the complete removal of the Trussling occupied territory. The Reichsmann Security Office will be included as the total solution of the Trussling question. I'm not ready for bullshit. I will make all necessary preparations. Thank you. Heinrich Colonel Henry Dorf, the Britain authorization also to SS Akio, Gruppenführer Akio Al-Qaeda for full termination, going to bear establishing camps in China during the Olympic Games. In all tradition of the Flinter Bailful Master, Pope Benedict will support us. He planned to turn concentration camps, Einsatzgruppen and Einsatzkommandos, extermination camps, by Auschwitz 2 and Treblinka 2, for Kleinagers and Trusslings for the race and resettlement, SS-Archivgruppenführer Otto Hoffmann in charge. May the digital gassing begin. Q. Achman has prepared a list of the numbers of Trusslings to be exterminated. It is the practical execution of the final solution of the Trussling questions, including the Trusslings of the second degree and no-brainers of the third degree. Or can the Bruders will be once again via IG Farben, Degossa, Kraslowska, Colin and IBM. We will rename Amersfoort 2 for Undersorg to 9-11-NL, Wahrheit 9-11-NL, Auschwitz 2 Bergenheim for Prison Planet and Infowars, Bergen Version 2 as a collection point for 9andblogger.com. Here for Bolzano, Italy, and now for 9-11 Truss, Italy. Here for Redford 2 in Norway for 9-11 Info SE, Parken SE. More concentration camps, Buchenwald 2 as a labor camp for TrueSection.org. 9 on Koplotte, Dachau 2 as a labor camp,
He will also reinstate 4, Andrea von Bülow, Oranienburg 2, Treblinka 2, and as more transit camps and ghettos are coming in, the complete list will be distributed internally as soon as possible with the assistance of my lovely wife, Eva Braun. The Besprechungsprotokoll mit unserer Amtssprache includes a new registration form system by IBM via Avatar Club for Flying Hoggers, Wishlingers. The final word goes to a friend, Aku of Kaira, who couldn't meet us in time, hijacked by Satanica saboteurs. All best gigs is in, and he told me, that he's planning to open the first camp still in August. In China, in time.
Poses a little dilemma.
ha, 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 ha.